Hi, caller. This is John T.C. Luongo, and you're on the air with LUB.
Hey, this is Chester calling.
What's happening, Chester?
I'm just wondering, like, I heard of, like, something's going on outside, and I've got 16 cats here, and I just need to go to the mall to get some cat medicine. Is it going to be okay?
No. No, listen. Chester, don't go near the mall. As a matter of fact, I don't know where you're calling from right now, but whatever it is, if you can get out of town, get out now. If you got a car, stay away from the entire perimeter. Stay away from the 3-mile perimeter of town. It is my deep sadness to tell you we are under attack. Zombies are once again ruling here in Willamette, and it's the first time since 2006. Get the hell out. If you can't, watch out if you're going to your car. Get your family, pack them up, take some food. Take some ammo. Take your guns. Take anything. Take a radio. Take a charger. Just get the hell out of town. And if you can't, I want you to board up everything you can. I want you to get into your cellar and lock yourself in. This is out of control. The ZDC has let us down. The Willamette Memorial Megaplex Security has let us down. The whole system has let us down. Everything let us down. You know, we were warned by this. We were warned by Frank West. He said, we're going to be lied to. You're going to be scammed. You're going to be conned into this. And people didn't want to believe him. Remember those conspiracy theories that they made lieu of and forgot about? Well, they're all true. They're all true. Frank was right. Frank had it right. No wonder he's not here, because he was smarter than me and you and everybody. He loved us enough to warn us. And we didn't take heed, because we wanted to believe that we could bring everything back to great old Willamette. We could make it whole again. But in doing so, we didn't protect our community. We didn't protect the people who live here. It's just ridiculous. We didn't protect the people who live here, the people who love here, the people who work here. What we did is we turned our back on everybody. And now we're going to suffer the consequences. And those consequences aren't things that you easily get over. You're giving up your life. You're giving up your existence. You're giving up the air you breathe, the family you enjoy so much. It's all going to be gone. It's all going to be gone. It's all going to be for naught. This wonderful Willamette Memorial Megaplex, 4.5 million square feet of what? Death? Destruction and doom? 160 shops full of what? Bodies? That's what we have. We don't have a megaplex. We got a deathaplex. That's what we have. It's the Willamette Deathaplex. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of ZDC stepping on us and people not preparing for this. I'm here to bring happiness and light and enjoyment. And I have the reasonable expectation of believing that the people who are supposed to protect me as I do so are going to be doing their job. But it didn't happen, did it? No, no, no. It couldn't happen here. It could never happen in lovely Willamette. Well, it did. It did happen here. And we're all under attack now. So what are you going to do? You're going to grab your family and love them. You're going to be the defense that they wouldn't be. You're going to pick up your arms and fight for us, because nobody else is fighting for us. So damn it, I want you to get your guns. Get ready, because this is the fight of your life. This is the fight of a lifetime. This is life or death. It's you against them. It's us as a community fighting for our existence. Nobody's going to protect us. Nobody cares about us. You know, frankly, nobody gives a damn if we live or die. Well, I give a damn. I give a damn if you live or die. John Tomcat Luongo wants you to live. And I'm going to do everything I can to help you to live, me to live, and my family to live. Because we deserve another day, and we deserve a better day. I've had it. I've had it with everything going on. I'm sick of it. Caller, what's going on? Caller.
Hello. Hi. This is Rick. This is Rick, and I've got a message of comfort for all the ladies in distress out there. I'd like to offer you the chance to be saved. You see, when I went through high school, I was the quarterback, and since then I've become a poet, and I know all about keeping ladies safe. So I'd like to offer this message of comfort. If you want to be saved, come down to the pub in North Peak, and come see me, Rick. I'll be there for you, and I'll give you whatever you need, baby.
Rick, thanks for the call, but we're going to life and death struggle right now, and you're talking about having a six-pack and a lime. We don't need this. Get the hell out of there, Rick. Get it. Wake up. What the hell's wrong with you? Come on down and be saved.
I'm just trying to help, man. I'm just trying to help.
Rick, look. Rick, your ass which is now quite big, is about to be eaten by a zombie. Can I make myself heard? Get that ass of which you were speaking through right now. Pick it up and bring it somewhere else. Grab it. Leave. Make believe you're working in a meat factory. And take your meat and beat it. Go. Just get the hell out of there. This is the end of civilization. Rick, thanks for the call, but go. Hi, caller. You're on live. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what all these people have been talking about. I don't see nothing. But people keep running by saying that stuff's just going real weird, and there's mean folk and just, like, smacking people and jumping on them and biting them. But I don't know. I came in here to get some stuff with my wife, and I don't see anything. There's nothing going on here. All that fuss about. That's weird.
Caller, get out of there. I'm telling you right now, this is a full zombie outbreak. We are now in full zombie outbreak. We are under siege. We have people that have been killed in certain parts of the mall, people that are fleeing the mall. Main Street is total chaos. When you go outside, you're going to see fire and destruction everywhere. Leave. Get your wife if you can find her. As a matter of fact, just get the hell out of there now. She'll find you. We are under attack.
If you say so, I just thought it was some big car promotion or something, but I'll get her and we'll get on out of here. Where is she going? She's over there. I see some people looking at her, and they don't look friendly. I don't know what's going on. Come on, honey, we got to get out of here. We got to go. We got to
go, caller. Caller, leave. Get out of there right now. Folks, I don't know what you think.
We're running. We're going as fast as we can. I got her. I'm holding. Come on, honey. Let's go. Come on, get that big ass moving. Let's go.
Run, caller.
Oh, man. They all outside. There's people in the doors. There's the doors. There's some of the doors. I don't know what's going on there. We have to try to go through the service hall. All right, we're on our way out here.
Get to the emergency. Get to the emergency shelter at the end of the mall. Get to the emergency shelter at the end of the mall. The ZDC has set it up for something like this. Get there as fast as you can.
We're trying to. These halls are a maze. We're trying to get through. There's blood on the... I think that's blood. I don't know. Go look at that, honey. It makes you sick. There's stuff on the floor. We're going.
Okay, caller. Thank you for taking the time. Just be safe.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks. Folks... This is not a time to take this lightly. This is not a time for you to think, well, let me see what's going on. You don't need any rubbernecking. Get the hell out. Do you understand me? If you're going to call me, I prefer if you call me as you've left the mall. Get out of there as fast as you can. Those of you who are still in the mall, if you're calling me from a zombie safe or something, that's fine. Carly, you're on the air with John T.C. Luongo.
Hi, no one's picking up on the emergency lines, and I think my grandma's trying to eat me.
Caller?
What should I do? I've got her locked in a closet.
We are under attack. The Willamette Memorial Megaplex is under attack. The services of the community are stretched to beyond belief. There is nobody protecting you right now but yourself. Pick up some weapons. If you're there with your grandmother, just put together some things you have in the kitchen, like a chopping tool. See if you can get a chopping tool. Get some knives and mount it with duct tape on the end of broom handles. Pick up some heavy objects, like glass vases, and cut them open. And when you break them, use some of those pieces, the serrated pieces, as knives that you can stick in the eyes and the heads. The only way you can save yourself is by getting these zombies in the heads. Their desire and lust for brains is well beyond control. We are totally under siege. We're undermanned, and nobody's taking care of us right now. We've been let down by the government. We've been let down by everybody. You're on your own, but please go to a safe place. Do whatever you can, and by all means, if you've got a car, if you've got a van, get in it and get out. Take a bus. Get out of town. I don't know how much longer these security services are going to be running. The transportation is probably going to be overwhelmed at this point, and I'm seeing horror everywhere. I look out the window, and I'm starting to see masses and seas of people that are being dismembered and disemboweled. This is disgusting. I can't fathom it. I don't know how much longer I can take it. Folks, I'm sick to my stomach. This is John T.C. Luongo. I've never seen anything like this. This is the most horrid example of humanity being shredded that I've ever seen. I can't imagine what more we can do. If you're in the mall somehow and you're in one of the shops, hopefully get into a gun shop. Do whatever you can. Barricade yourself in. Be quiet. And do whatever you can to spray some perfume or something around you so that your brains won't be attractive to the zombies. Do whatever you can to make yourself quiet and off to the side. Just do not under any circumstance approach any zombies. Do not approach people for help because you don't know if they've been bitten. Right now our biggest problem is not only the zombies, but those people have been bitten, scratched, or in some way infected that will turn. They're going to turn in a minute. Caller, you're on the air. It's LUB 1060 AM, John T.C. Luongo. What's going on?
Hi, I need help. I'm in the food court washroom. I was fighting zombies out in the mall, and then I ate a bad burrito, and I had some kind of rectal rodeo, and I'm stuck in there. There's no toilet paper, and there's a guy in the stall next to me. I tried to reach under to get him to pass me some toilet paper. He bit my finger. I need help. If anybody's out there, please come. I'm in the washroom by the food court in the mall.
Caller, get out. There's nothing anybody can do right now. The only thing you can do is you're on your own. You got to protect yourself. Do not rely on anybody. The services are all shut down. All community services are now shut down. The ZDC is disappeared. They're non-existent. It's up to you. Get to a gun mall. Get to a gun store as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'll just try.
Go ahead. Get there. Folks, you're listening to tragedy unfold. You're listening to disaster. You're listening to dismemberment of civilization right before your eyes. I can't stress what's going on any more than I am right now. This is John Tomcat Luongo, and I'm at a loss for words. I've never seen anything like this. I can't believe that something could recreate and actually top the horror of the year 2006, and this has. There is nothing we can do to stop this now. Nothing. The only thing you can do is protect yourself and protect your fellow community member. So I tell you, you're on your own. You've been let down by the government. You've been let down by all the services that were set up to protect you. You've been let down by the Willamette Memorial Megaplex, just like I have. They have all turned their back on us right now. They have allowed this to happen. And I don't care if they say you can't stop everything. We should have been able to stop this. I'll do my best to broadcast, but there won't be much longer. John T.C. Luongo, you're on the air.
Yeehaw, this is a shout-out to Bill and the boys. We're having open season down here at Willamette Mall. It's just an absolute shootout. We got crazies running all over the place just trying to eat people. We're just taking them out. Bill and the boys, get down here. Bring your buckshots. We're going to have a grand old time.
Caller, you're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to last much longer. We're at the. This is now a massive, critical situation. Get your asses out of there. Stop trying to be at a shooting gallery. This is not a time to drink a pint of whiskey and shoot a zombie. This is a time to get the hell out and protect your family. And if you want to protect anybody, well, why don't you head to the hospitals? Why don't you head to those nursing homes and protect them? Caller. Here's the problem. The problem is that we're trying to save people, and they're looking at this as a joke. This is not a joke. Do you understand me, folks? This is not a joke. This is real. This is a real critical breaking situation. You want to go shoot? Well, line up in front of the hospitals out there. Let's go and help those schools that might be in session early morning. Do something. Go around the people who need you the most. Stop being selfish. Caller, you're on the air with John T.C. Luongo.
Hey, this is Douglas Fisher. I've been bit. I live at 3245 East Old Town. If someone could get off their ass and take me out after I've shed my mortal coil, I'd be so appreciative. Please, just anybody. It won't be long.
Caller,
goodbye, everybody.
Douglas, we're doing everything we can. I don't know what I can tell you any more than this is a real situation. This is an active situation. We are on a zombie alert. We are under zombie attack. The ZBC is not out there.
And I hope that everyone gets out alive.
Caller?
Caller?
Oh. Another caller cut short. Caller, you're on the air with John T.C. Luongo, LUB 1060 AM. What's going on, caller?
Hey, man. I was just out for a run and running by the mall, and I don't know what's going on. This crazy group of people is chasing me. I don't know what's going on, man.
Caller, we're under zombie attack. We're under full zombie attack. I want you to get to your White Rock shelter as best you can. I want you to get to your zombie safe or check one of the ZDC emergency safe zones that they have set up. We have been let down by everybody. If you're running, then get your ass into fourth gear and kick it away from the mall. Try to get home, get to your car, and leave. Is there any spots that you can see that are open where you can still exit the city perimeter?
Not really, man. They got it blocked down pretty good here. Seeing some blockades, lots of survivors holed up in different shops, but no room for me to get in, man.
Well, caller, just get away. Those zombies can smell your brains. They can smell your breath, and they're eating. They're in an eating mood. We got the hungry zombies out there today, and they're bloodthirsty. This is the worst time I've ever seen. All I can say is God bless you for calling in. Get the hell out of there now.
All right, thanks, man. Turning into high gear. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Folks, this is John T.C. Luongo. The calls are coming in. The devastation is growing. The insanity continues to mount. This may be the most incredible devastation I have ever seen in my life. I believe that this is the most devastating situation in the history of the modern world. The zombies have taken over, and they've taken over like they did in 2006, but much more aggressively. I believe that what we see now is some kind of mutated form, which has given them new power, new strength, unbelievable speed, things that I've never seen before. I'm seeing people run, and I'm seeing them chased down and just pulled to the ground and arms ripped off. I have never seen anything like this in my life. I don't know what it is. I have to believe that Frank West knew something that we didn't know.
LUB is currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast. For more up-to-date information and past recordings, visit our website. Note that in the event of an emergency, this frequency will broadcast emergency channels. So please enjoy your time in Willamette, the home where LUB lives.
He told us to be wary, told us not to trust people, said that if we didn't take care of ourselves, nobody else would. And people didn't believe him, did they? No, no, no. Why would you believe Frank? Good old Frank. You just thought he was a traitor and ran out of town because that's what the government wanted you to think. They wanted you to think that he didn't matter, that he didn't know what he was talking about, that he was a lunatic. He's not a lunatic. He's a freaking visionary. He's a goddamn hero. He's a patriot. He's a guy that made us great. And you spit on him. And now, what are you looking at? Zombie massacre blood. It's on your hands, those who didn't believe him. Well, I wasn't one of the non-believers. I was a believer. But I was powerless because all I could do is give you my voice and tell you how much I loved the guy and believed in him. Well, now you see that what he said was true. And it's unstoppable. The only thing you have now is each other. The only way you have to beat this zombie outbreak is to fight as one. Is to trust yourselves and turn your back on the government. Forget the ZDC. Forget any services that you could get from the community. This is John T.C. Luongo, caller on the air.
This is a message for my wife, Lucy. Lucy, baby, if you're listening to me, I love you. I love you, honey. I'm not going to maybe as well make it home, I don't think. I got bit by some damn thing on the street, and I'm stuck here in my pickup truck. Oh, I'm feeling a little...
Caller, God bless you, caller. Caller, I can't tell you what's going on. It's beyond belief. We can't stop it. Folks, the devastation I'm listening to is incomprehensible. There's nothing like this. There's never been anything like this. This is a mass outbreak. This is hysteria on a level that has never been seen before. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to do right now. I want you to pick up your guns. I want you to shoot the bastards. I want you to shoot them right in the middle of the head. I want you to shoot people that are out there that are zombies that are attacking your friends and neighbors. This is crazy. We have a wonderful Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall, and you know what it is? It's a death lounge for millions right now. It's a death trap. Stay away. Stay in your rooms. Stay in your houses. Get in your cellars. Pick up your zombie safes. Open them up and get inside them. Right now, it's time to run. It's time to cut base. You know, it's time to cut loose. It's time to go back to basics. Get the hell out of everything. Go back to where you belong. Try to go back and hug somebody. Be with your family. If these are your last moments, then let those last moments be with somebody you love. We got to rely on each other. I want you to get your guns. I want you to get some courage. I want you to load them. Lock them, load them, and get ready to blow these friggin' zombie heads from here to, I don't know where, the end of the universe. I'm sick of them all, though. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of destruction. It was Christmas. It was supposed to be happy. I was playing music that made you feel good and made me feel inspired. And now I'm giving eulogies. Live eulogies every 15 seconds from somebody who's dying, dead, or experiencing the loss of a loved one. This is not the way this country was supposed to be. This is not the way Willamette was supposed to be. I'm disgusted. I'm tired. I'm tired, but I'm angry. I'm too angry. I'm so angry with everybody. Everybody's let us down. Everybody's turned their back on us. We have no community services. We have no ZDC. We have nothing. We have no operations in place to protect us. We had no contingency plans. I feel like we've been let down. This is insane. This is sick. This is the worst case of takeover I've ever seen. I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do right now. I can give you hope and guidance, and I can give you my prayers, but right now, folks, this is it. This is the only thing that you can do. Is to think about survival. Think about what you have to do. I have to think about me. I have to think about me and my family. I have to think about my lovely wife, Violet. My two kids, DJ and Cody. The Luongo household is under siege, just like your household is under siege. Get home. Do what you have to do. If you can't make it, at least you went trying. But you have to be around the people you love, because this is it. We are over. This is done. There's no way I can see us getting out of this. Everybody has to roll up your sleeves, get your guns, bring your ammunition, use your cars. Damn it, use your cars and drive into the son of a bitches that are out there. Hit them, smash them, go through them, do whatever you can. But you have an obligation to help each other, because nobody else is going to help you. This one's on you, baby. This is on you, Willamette. It's on all of you to help each other. Because those people that were put in power to protect us have let us down, and they let us down miserably. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of it all. I was so happy. I was so pleased. And look at what I'm left with. I'm left with dead embers and burnt ashes of dreams that I had hoped for this town, this community. We're nothing. We're nothing. Do you hear me? We're nothing. If you don't have each other, and you don't care for each other and take care of each other, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve freedom. This is the United States of America. Freedom isn't free, and neither is safety. So get off your fat asses. Pick up some guns. Pick up some ammunition. Hurt people. Do whatever you have to do. But just make sure you go out there and protect each other. This is John T.C. Luongo, and I'm getting out of here now. Do you hear me? I'm off the air, not because I want to, but because I have to. Because I want to make sure I live what my words say. And right now my words say, go home and protect your family. Go hug them and love them, John T.C., and do the best you can. So right now, LUB 1060 AM is signing off. And all I can say is, God bless you. And I hope that there will be a time that I get to speak with you again. But it won't be in the near future. So all I can say right now is, God bless Willamette. And God bless the United States of America. Frank West, you were right. You were right all along. And we were all wrong. We got it wrong, Frank. And I knew that people should listen to you. But nobody wanted to listen to me, Frank. I wish you were here right now, because you'd fight with us. And you were right in attacking the reserves. Yes, you were. How disgusting they would do this to us. us, the people of this community. Well, all I can say is, maybe for the last time, this is John T.C. Luongo, Tomcat, saying I love you, Willamette. I always have. And I'll be gone. And hopefully, I'll be back someday. But if not, I hope that my broadcast to you will make me gone and not forgotten. I love you. I love our country. I love our people. We are the greatest country on earth. And in spite of what happens to any of us, I'm here to tell you that this is the greatest country, and we will win. We will dig out of this, and sometime we will meet again, and these damn zombies will be put to sleep forever. This is AUB, 1060 AM, John T.C. Luongo, signing off. I'm going dark.